is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The State Department expected to notify employees in a letter tonight that the department is officially moving to implement a targeted reduction in domestic workforce. It follows the Supreme Court's ruling this week allowing President Trump to implement his executive order for mass layoffs of federal workers as the case works its way through the lower courts. Crews continue to search for the 160 people missing in Texas Hill Country after the July 4th flash floods. 120 still were confirmed dead earlier. ABC's Trevor Ault is in Kirk County, where residents are demanding answers about the warning alerts that didn't go out sooner.
Our affiliate KSAT obtaining recordings of a first responder at 4:22 a.m. July 4th asking an emergency alert be sent out to Kerr County residents, but the dispatcher was hesitant. But that code red, which pushes an alert to cell phones, wasn't sent out for another 90 minutes.
This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. New details have been released about three deaths that happened earlier this week, including one in Vernon County. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
We're learning more about the tragic circumstances around the death of a State Patrol Bureau director and a special education teacher. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett released details this morning for the first time. It says David and Terry Pabst were found dead in their Middleton home on Tuesday. Their son's girlfriend spoke to the State Journal. She says he told her that, quote, everyone has to die. She says she called police and then authorities knew to look for 25-year-old James Pabst. The State Patrol eventually found him in Vernon County, where authorities say he died by suicide after a standoff with police. Sheriff Barrett says they believe James shot and killed his parents late Monday night. WISC reports that WSDOT Secretary Christina Boardman sent an email to staff. David Pabst had nearly a 40-year career with the State Patrol. He was the State Patrol Bureau of Transportation Safety Director. The State Journal reports Teresa Pabst was a special education teacher and paraeducator at Cromery Middle School from 2017 to 2022.
According to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Turgerson, James Pabst took his own life after a standoff with law enforcement in Vernon County. Thursday's La Crosse Common Council meeting will have several agenda items, starting with action on multiple property developments that seek to add housing units and commercial space to the city. Other council agenda items include modifying the La Crosse Regional Airport's operating budget to handle a pair of capital projects, funding to repair the roof of the La Crosse Center, setting aside legal funds for the Town of Campbell's incorporation petition, and approving a plat for a subdivision south of the highways 14, 35, 61 roundabout. Rain chances return today across the Cooley region. Rain and storm chances are better tomorrow, where we could see an inch or two of precipitation with more rain falling and thunderstorms. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Chourio at the plate. With Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Chourio, base hit! It's a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man, just the culture, man, just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the upper 60s, high tomorrow mid-80s. A storm or two still possible Saturday, then drying out for the weekend with a drop in humidity. Right now it's 73.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brewer Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals, he wants the lords, he wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, Jim Santel. We discuss the big takeaways from the United States Supreme Court's last term. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Chwaba.
Well, maybe not a mountain, but it's there, under a layer. I am stacked. Hey, it's Pete Chwaba. Welcome to Nightlight, folks. It's Thursday night, a gorgeous night here in the state of Wisconsin. So I hope you had a great day, wherever you're joining us from tonight, across our beautiful state on this summer day, night, evening. Wisconsin is what I like to call the state of summer, and it's finally here. We've had some great weather back-to-back after a great holiday weekend, and this is a beautiful evening and a great night to sit inside and listen to the radio. It's been a crazy week, folks. So thank you for sticking with us here and being with us tonight, because I was off Monday for the holiday. Then some unforeseen things happened. Todd Michaels produced Tuesday. He has moved on to take another job. We wish Todd the best. And then we had technical difficulties last night. So tonight is our only... because we have a replay going tomorrow that was already previously set up. So it's kind of been a really weird week of Nightlight. It does not feel like a normal week. It feels very different. And I hope we all still feel close, listeners. I hope all the listeners know we have not abandoned them. We are here. We are all couch potatoes together. And we will be talking serious TV and movies tonight. And it will be a normal Nightlight show tonight. So we got a replay tomorrow night. And then we will be back live on our regularly scheduled airwaves starting on Monday with a great show. So thank you for bearing with us this week, folks. Hope you were able to find something in the content we posted when we weren't here this week to enjoy. So got a great show tonight. Conrad, how are you doing tonight? That's the question.
I'm doing good. It's good to be back because it's been a week since I produced this show, I feel like now.
It has been a week, right?
Yeah.
It's been more than a week because we were off. I was off last Thursday.
So
and you were too. We were off. That was the same. We took that day. I took Monday. You took Monday and Tuesday.
I did.
Then
yes.
You produced John and Jim's show. John and Jim's show is no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been kind of a crazy week here. And there's been a little bit of fallout, but we're back. Everything's jamming here at Civic Media. And we are on the air and ready to rock. Conrad is back in the producer's seat. And I am here. Everybody's where we belong. And it's great to have you with us on this Thursday night. Folks, this is the Christmas Eve of weeknights. We've got a lot going on here tonight. Johnny Beaner will be here, comedian based in Madison. Johnny Beaner will be here at 6:35 tonight. Johnny's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. And I'm very excited. Every time John comes on the show, he's so much fun. Do you remember what Johnny's claim to fame was, Conrad?
What was it?
He's got a really cool fun fact. He is the last comedian to perform on The Late Show with David Letterman.
Yes.
That had not been on the show before. He made his debut just weeks before Dave hung it up. And I think that is like one of the coolest things ever. And Johnny's a great guy. So he's been on the show several times. He was live with me one night from Madison about a year ago. That was fun. And he did a charity event for me and Marinette about 4 or 5 months ago with our other friend, John Egan, and our other friend, Jessica Phillips. And it was good to hang out and socialize with those guys that night, and Johnny in particular, because we hung out a little later into the evening. But very funny comic, and I'm very excited to see what he brings in terms of his popcorn pick of the week. We'll find out at 6:35, folks. You won't want to miss that. And then at 7:35, my other pal, Kurt Krause, Northeast Wisconsin-based actor and producer, will be here at 7:35 in studio, maybe even a couple minutes earlier. We'll see what happens. But he is in downtown Green Bay, and he will mosey into the studio, and we will talk about some really cool legislation that passed earlier this week for filmmakers. Actually, I think it was late last week, right before the 4th. But big news, and Kurt has been actively involved. I think he's been kind of lobbying the governor with a group of other people from Action Wisconsin, but he was in the Capitol several times sort of trying to sway the conversation to have these great incentives that we have as filmmakers now in Wisconsin. And I have to be honest, I wasn't sure if it was going to happen, but I have a film that I've been putting together for a couple of years, pre-COVID, and then COVID messed us up for like 3 years. Got back at it about a year ago, and we'll see what happens with it. But I can shoot that in Wisconsin now.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Can I be the lead?
Send me a picture and a resume. And wear a resume shirt, for God's sakes.
Nothing even close to acting on it.
With a radio producer credit on it. But it is great news for Wisconsin filmmakers, because there are a lot of people out there like me that would have had to go. We were planning on going to northern Minnesota, where you can utilize two incentives. Well, if I shoot the film in northeast Wisconsin, I can utilize a lot of, hopefully what a lot of filmmakers do is utilize favors from friends, and they are able to trim a lot off their budget that way. Well, that coupled with the incentives makes it just about the same as going to northern Minnesota, and I can keep the film here in Wisconsin, where I've always wanted to. So that's exciting. It's an exciting day for a lot of Wisconsin filmmakers. We'll talk about that with Kurt at 7:35. So, great night, to be here at Nightlight, folks. We have to get to some texts that came in overnight, and these, came in, I don't even know. Bud texted us. Were these last night? They must've put a replay on from like last week.
It was when we were talking about eggs.
But that was last week, right?
Yes.
You were saying how you like to dunk your toast into the disgusting, runny egg yolk. And I was saying how I like scrambled. And I like them well scrambled. And Bud says, Bud's in the 608, and he's out and about from 4 to 6 a.m. every morning, and he listens to rebroadcasts of the show, which I think is great. He says, hey, Pete and Conrad, just chiming in late on egg talk. Pete Schwab, a guy who likes his eggs well done. Love your show, Bud from Janesville. Thank you, Bud. And then he says, hey, P and K, I'm with K on the runny yolk and toast. Yum.
Yum.
L-Y-S. What does that mean?
Like your stuff?
Love your show. He says, love your show every time. Okay. I should have figured that out. And then he says, BFJ, which sounds obscene, but it's not. Thank you, Bud. We love that you listen to the show and that you find some enjoyment. So, we have a great question tonight that I think we should get to. Let's go to the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, we're piggybacking off a question we did the other night because it's been such a weird week. We had a dive bar question earlier in the week. What constitutes a dive bar? Well, we're extending that a little bit. So tonight's question is, you walk into a dive bar, what song is playing on the jukebox? Give me a good dive bar song. You walk into a dive bar, what song is playing on the jukebox? And Con, you weren't here for that that show, but we had, first of all, Chris Casper ran, he gave like 18 suggestions of what you find in dive bars, which tell me that Chris has been in his share of dive bars. He and I and Dom had drinks at Paul's right next to the Civic Media Madison Studios. And that's a nicer place. And Chris seemed pretty at home there too. But he obviously loves his dive bar. So,
Yeah. I went there actually when I was in Madison.
To Paul's?
Yes.
Oh, I want to hear that. All right. But here, tonight, our question, folks, is you walk into a dive bar, what song is playing on the juke? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the app. Text us on the stream. Message us. Get a hold of us any way you can, but please get a hold of us and be part of the show, and I will read your text on the radio. We've got some good social media responses I'll get to shortly, but that's our question of the night. You walk into a dive bar. What song is playing on the jukebox? I've already said this, and I actually shared my answer on social media. Any song by Bob Seger. And I mean that in a good way. Like, I don't mean like he's a trashy artist in any way. There are just some jukeboxes and some dive bars. Taking Care of Business is another song. You're going to hear Neil Young. You're going to hear some classic rock. Freebird, probably. But I love some Bob Seger on the jukebox. That's what's playing in my dive bar. So share yours, and we'll get to those, and we'll have some fun tonight. So when did you go to Madison?
It kind of was a dive bar. It was like in between a nice bar and a dive bar.
If it's on State Street, it's not really a bar.
Well,
a dive
I'm
bar,
saying this is where I'd usually go when I was in Milwaukee.
Okay.
For the song, or the artist, I would say, The Lonely Island.
That's the name of the bar?
No, that's the artist.
The name of the artist is The Lonely Island?
Have you ever heard of them?
No. You got a clip?
I probably shouldn't play any of their songs.
Oh, wow.
It's Andy Samberg.
Oh.
His dude. His band.
That's
it's
not
all
like...
because it's all because they make hilarious music, all right?
Yeah.
And anytime my buddy and I would have a chance to use the jukebox or whatever they had, we'd put on one of their songs because we just laugh every time it go on.
You ever been in a situation where people, it's like a jukebox hostage situation where some idiot
yes.
puts in $10 or he'll go and play the Macarena over and over or, you know, whatever the song is of the moment, like Achy Breaky Heart or something. And they'll play that. It used to be you could play that over and over and someone would play it 10 times and the clientele would just leave.
So then they got the bar to themselves.
They got smart eventually. But anyway, so yeah, let us know what your jukebox song is, folks, in a dive bar. I think we've had a lot of fun. We've only done two shows where there was a live. It just worked out that way because it was a crazy week. But we did the Tuesday show about dive bars and we're piggybacking on that tonight. So you can add.
So I also had it. On social media, I posted on Tuesday what I think makes it.
Yes.
And I said, really cheap booze.
I don't think I have those responses here. So let me read those.
Yeah.
Because we missed in the chaos. We were out of our routine a little bit because you weren't here. So our social media responses from Tuesday, we don't like to leave people out here at Nightlight. What makes a bar a dive bar? And we got some great answers. I won't read all of them, obviously, because we got a ton of text that night. But on our social media pages, we did not get to these. And Daniel Wheeler says 100% the bathroom. If the stall doors are made from scrap plywood, painted forest green, and rusty side bolt latches attached with mismatched screw types, you're in a dive bar. Boy, that is a filmmaker's eye for detail right there from Daniel. Thank you, buddy. And here's yours, Conrad Krieger. Really cheap booze. Were you sipping on some really cheap booze when you sent that in?
No.
Okay.
There is a bar back in Hewascom where they have a dollar beer. It's a dive bar. So
sure.
And the bathrooms do look like what Daniel Wheeler said. So
my favorites were from the other night were a couple slow dancing when there's no music. And there's no dance floor. They're just like, and there's definite groping happening.
Oh,
and
no.
Most people would feel uncomfortable, except it's a dive bar. So people expect that kind of stuff. I said a bar of soap in the bathroom. It's like got dirt on it. And like, I think Todd said like signage that has swear words in it. And just there's some such great answers the other night. Nick the other night said it needs to feel aged. Yes, that's a great one, Nick. Agreed. And my pal Vince Morano says location. Well, that's pretty good too. Thank you, Vince. Vince, as a comedian, a lot of comics have been in dive bars because you go out drinking after the show. Pittsburgh. Oh my God, there was a bar up on the hill on Mount Washington called Amel's. It was an old steelworker bar. And I was in there with Lewis Black one night and my pal Keith Leslie, God rest his soul. And it's literally people had a beer and a shot. That's where that phrase comes from, are probably Pittsburgh steel bars, but that was a great dive bar too. All right, so let us know what is playing on the jukebox when you walk into a dive bar. What's on the Jukebox? This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. It's the popcorn pick of the week coming at you in just about 10 minutes, folks. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, whoa, down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place, you can dance and be safe in the basement.
That's a great dive bar. The basement is like lower than the dive bar. That's like people that when you're down in your luck, you don't even go to a dive bar. You head down to the basement with a case of Meisterbrow. So that's a perfect song for more dive bar talk. Hey, this is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Welcome back. In just a few minutes, Madison-based stand-up comic Johnny Beaner will be here. We're going to talk about his popcorn pick of the week at 7:35. Our pal Kurt Krause, actor and producer based here in Northeast Wisconsin, will come on and give us an update on how great our state is now that we will have a film office and the incentives have passed. So that'll be fun. Fun show tonight, and our question is, you walk into a dive bar, what song is on the jukebox? I say Anything by Bob Seger. What did you say again, Con?
The Lonely Island.
The Lonely Island.
Yeah, on your way home tonight, just listen to a couple tunes.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
at least look at the names of their songs.
All right. So you took a trip to Madison. What kind of tomfoolery happened there?
Well, we went down there because we wanted to do something fun for the 4th, and we didn't have a plan originally, but we were like, let's all, the four of my friends and I haven't all gone together in Madison.
Yeah.
So we went down there, we stayed at the concourse, and
oh, that's right.
We went on this paddle boat, I believe it's called, which you don't really.
On Lake Mendota.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
You don't really have to
never
paddle.
Never done one of those.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there for show, I feel like, because there's still a motor and a guy, you know, driving the boat, so. But we got one of the older ones that didn't have a roof on it or, you know, a little, and it was a really hot day. So
it was like Friday or it was the 4th?
Yeah, it was the 4th.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I put on the most sunscreen out of it. No one else did. I wonder if they got burned from that, but I put on a lot of sunscreen and I still felt really hot out there, but it was a lot of fun. You know, they let us, you know, hook our phones up for the DJ.
Really?
Yeah. It was, cool. We went across to this one bar that was like kind of like a bar by the docks, got to go in there, then go back on the boat and then go back to where the docks were for the boat. And after that, we just went downtown and it was a lot of fun that night.
What bars did you go to?
We went to, I know we went to the, what was the bar you said again?
Paul's.
We went there. Yeah. And then we also went to the Red Rocks Saloon.
Red Rocks is fun.
Oh, and also the people we met on the boat, we actually went out with them, like to some of the bars on there. So that was fun.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, we met some new people.
Did you go to Whiskey Jack's?
Yes, we did go to
Whiskey. That's my son Joe's favorite bar.
And then we also went, I forget what it's called, but it was a bar across the street and it had like three, it had a balcony on top.
Okay.
And that was fun to be out there and we got to see some of the fireworks on the balcony there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and then I don't know if you, because you stayed at the concourse a couple times.
Many times. Yeah. Over the years. Yeah.
I didn't know, none of my friends or I knew that the breakfast costed money.
Oh, no.
So, we have breakfast there. My friend wasn't.
It's a restaurant where you're seated, though. You guys didn't know that?
Well, there was a buffet. So okay. We were like, you know, so we, my friend had five pieces of fruit. He's like, I can't eat right now. So we're going back to the elevator and the waiter comes running down.
Thinks you guys are dining and dashing.
Yeah, I was like, you got to pay. You got to pay. We're like, we all look at each other like, what? Conrad, you said it was free.
We thought this was an upscale hotel, like a Super 8.
Because last time I stayed there, I ate there and went back to the room.
So you dined in Dash before and you didn't even know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So that's why I was like, it's a free breakfast.
Yeah.
So my friend paid $15 for
five pieces of fruit. It's always free if you dine in Dash. That's the beauty.
So that was funny.
Technically, they have free breakfast there.
Yeah. It was a really fun night, though. It's always fun going down to Madison.
It's so great.
I showed the guys where the Civic Media headquarters are.
Oh, yeah. Well, gorgeous, too. Right above Comedy on State, looking over the... Well, I'll be there a week from Monday, too, from this coming Monday. We'll be doing the show live from there. That's always fun. I want to share this text that Aaron Zommers, who produces the Todd Alba Show, if you haven't checked it out, you absolutely must. Todd is touring the state right now and did not ask me to go. I'm a little upset about that, but Zommer says, I finally watched Sinners the other day, and it was great. However, I really didn't like the random flashbacks to things that had happened like 20 minutes ago. It was like they didn't trust us to remember the explicit exposition we were given. Otherwise, though, it was great. A great take on vampires. Just thought I'd pass that along since you recommended it on your show. I agree with Zommers, and I don't like to be talked down to either by way of dialogue through movies or TV show. But frankly, if it only happened a couple times, Aaron, you're doing okay because they do that and people's attention span is like zero. Thank you for sharing that though, buddy. That's great. Yeah. And I still recommend Sinners. Let's get to some of our social media texts for our question tonight. You're walking to a dive bar. What is on the jukebox? Our pal Rich Tallarico says the piano has been drinking Tom Waits. Oh, I remember that song. Wow. Yeah, Tom Waits is a great jukebox artist. Mike Desitel says, I like beer. Tom T. Hall. Forgot about that song. Thank you, Mike. Our pal Jimmy Cuska says, hair metal is my go-to during a hostile takeover of the jukebox anywhere I go. So Jimmy's that guy.
Good for him.
That pays $10 and won't let anybody else listen to the jukebox. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Jim. Daniel Wheeler says, Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. Oh, that's a good one. That's just a great song. I kind of forget about that one. And my own response, anything by Bob Seger. And I mean that in a good way. My pal Sean says, Pichwaba, nothing like walking into a dive bar strung out from the road. You can feel the eyes upon you. I feel like those are song lyrics, and I don't have the music to accompany them, so I don't know. Either way, thank you, Sean. We've got a ton of text to get to on the stream and on the text line. We'll do that, too. But coming up after the news, you know, we can bang a couple of these out. Let's do that, Conrad. Chad Fran says, Pete, in all caps. I'll take that, Chad. Thank you. He says, Whitesnake, yes. Here I go again on my own, maybe? Great dive bar song. Dave on the stream says, Freebird, absolutely. Well done, Dave, as usual. Chad Fran says, on rerun. What does that mean? Does he listen to the rerun?
I think he's saying the song that he said is on rerun all the time.
Then he says, we have to like the music. No, you don't have to like it, Chad. Whatever song you want. Dave also says, ice in the urinal, yes. And then you try to pee on the ice and it melts the ice. That's a fun bargain. We're coming right back with the popcorn pick of the week. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Another candidate for governor has entered the fray. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Bill Barry, and a Navy SEAL veteran and business leader, has entered the governor's contest. In his announcement, Barry said his campaign will focus on conservative principles, manufacturing revitalization, and opposition to the current governor's policies. He's the latest Republican to join the primary, alongside Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. Governor Evers hasn't yet said whether he plans to run again.
Voters are split on whether Governor Tony Evers should seek a third term. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The pollsters at Marquette Law School asked Wisconsin voters, do you think Evers should run for a third term? Charles Franklin, director of the poll.
42% say he should seek a third term. 55% say he should not. And 2% say they don't know. Again, a big partisan gap. 93% of Republicans no. 83% of Democrats yes. So that's 15% of Democrats saying no and 1% don't know. But among those independents, the 12% that are purely independent, it's 37% he should run, 50% not, 9% don't know.
Franklin says Evers has a good record among Wisconsinites.
31 polls, his net approval has been positive, and in just 4 polls, net approval negative. So it's a pretty strong record. He remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about.
Democrats are shooting for a trifecta, aiming to take both chambers of the legislature and ensure there's a Democrat in the governor's office next year. Wisconsin is one of 5 states that President Donald Trump won last year that has a Democratic governor and a gubernatorial election in 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The 2026 fall primary is 13 months away, with the gubernatorial election a year from November. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy
Actor Mark
Cuska.
Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, you are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point. Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow, with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the upper 60s, high tomorrow mid-80s. A storm or two still possible Saturday, then drying out for the weekend with a drop in humidity. Currently at 75 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, doing some recombobulating, an extended session with Dan Schaefer, who joins us at 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. It's great to have you with me on this beautiful Thursday night. We're broadcasting live from gorgeous downtown Green Bay on a lovely summer evening. And it's about to get lovelier because I'm in the process right now of welcoming my pal, Madison Bay stand-up comedian. You've seen him on David Letterman. You've seen him. He's had his own dry bar comedy special. And if you were really lucky, you saw him in Marinette, Wisconsin last February. But right now he's on the stream and he joins us to make the popcorn pick of the week, Johnny Beaner. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. It's a beautiful evening in Green Bay.
It is. You're not in Green Bay, though.
No, I'm not. But I heard you say that and I looked at your screen and I thought it looks beautiful.
It's stunning, but it's gorgeous everywhere. I have to tell you something before we start. I remember you, when you were in Marinette, you hadn't eaten. And I said, let me take you to this place. I hear they have great burgers. So I won't name the place. But we went there and I did not eat. You had a burger and we were just hanging out. And then we left. And I went in there for a burger like 2 months ago for the first time ever. And I want to apologize to you.
Oh, you didn't like the burger?
I thought it was fine. But I...
Oh.
You know,
It's a low bar for me. Food, I like food. I was happy. I faked nothing.
All right. That makes me happy because it's like sometimes a burger is just a burger and people go, oh, they have great burgers. No, they have burgers that you can eat that are cooked, but it's not like, I don't think they've ever had gourmet burgers. And I sound like an elitist here, but.
Yeah, they have burgers that are available after the comedy show.
Right, exactly. But I was eating my burger the whole time. Going, oh, man, I think I might have oversold this place. It wasn't like it was bad, but I just didn't want you to think I don't have a sophisticated palate, John. That's where I'm going with this.
Well, hey, we had corn dogs for dinner the other night, and I thought it was fantastic. So,
oh, that's great. So, all right, it's great to have you here. Do you have I have to ask you, before we get into the popcorn pick, do you have a song that you probably have heard on millions of jukeboxes when you walked into a dive bar?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, first thing that comes to mind is just Journey.
Yeah. Oh, Journey's great. That's a great
And you know what's funny? Like, and that's not a bad thing. I can play four songs on piano and I'm learning. One of them is a Journey song. And the fifth one that I'm learning is another Journey song. They've got great piano ballads.
They're a great band. I love Journey. Even Don't Stop Believing has been overplayed to death. I still kind of go a little
That's
crazy.
The one I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, it's awesome. I chose Bob Seger and our friend, Mike Toomey, you're friends with Mike.
Oh yeah. Love Mike.
He's been on the show and he has a great joke about Bob Seger. He says, everybody at a Bob Seger concert has a Bob Seger t-shirt on and they all look like Bob Seger. He says the only way you can tell who Bob Seger actually is that he's the one not wearing a Bob Seger t-shirt. This is such a great joke.
That's hilarious.
Well, it's great to have you here. Thank you for doing this. I thought you had already done the popcorn pick for us, but I'm glad this worked out. So let's.
This is my pleasure.
Yeah, let's jump in. How does Johnny Beaner watch movies? Are you a theater guy or do you watch at home?
My favorite way to watch them is in a theater.
Yeah.
But it's not the most convenient way. So I tend to watch them in my basement or on my iPad, which I have like a stand for. So it's like, instead of having a TV in my room, I just have an iPad right next to my face on a stand. So I watch
That's
a lot
genius.
Of stuff. Yeah. It's one of the best gifts my wife ever gave me was this like C-shaped stand. So the iPad is right next to your head and you can lay in bed and not hold it.
Do you have headphones on then? Do you use headphones?
Yeah. If we're not watching together, I'll put my AirPods in.
Because I do the thing where I hold my, it's a, such a production. Like I get into bed, I got my readers on, my headphones and my phone, like 5-inch screen. And I always, sometimes I wake up and the phone is on my face, or like I'll wake up 2 hours later and there's like an episode of Cheers or Seinfeld that was 5 down the list. And it's like,
sure,
the dialogue will wake me up and I'll go, where am I? You know, it's just,
yeah, yeah.
I love that though. The iPad stuff.
I've been there. Great.
All right. So I'm kind of with you. I typically prefer theater movies, but it is awfully darn convenient to watch them in your own house.
And they're coming out streaming so quickly
after
the theater, which is not great for theater business, but it's very convenient.
Absolutely. Do you take your kids still to movies? Do you guys go to the
theater? What? This is very timely because a couple weeks ago, I bought tickets for Superman. Me and my older two kids are seeing Superman tomorrow at 7 p.m. And I am so excited.
It's getting really good reviews. I'm pretty excited to see it myself. Oh, have you seen anything else this summer?
I really wanted to see Friendship, but I just never got around to seeing it in the theater. And that was another one where it came out so quickly after the theater. So I just bought it on iTunes and I did watch it.
Oh, sweet.
That's the most recent, you know, new release that I can think of that I saw.
How is that movie?
I liked it. I was really, you know, I would love to see a I Think You Should Leave movie, and that's not what it is, but it's that character in a different movie.
Okay.
So, but it was good. I liked it. I'm an easy critic.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah. That's on my list, and I want to see it. I hope I like it because I like him. You know, So when you want, all right. When you're, do you like previews in the theater, or do you like to get there right when the movie starts?
Oh no, I love them. Okay. I have a buddy, Jason Russell. He's another comedian. He thinks trailers are the dumbest thing ever. He will sit in the hallway of the movie theater and have his wife text him when they're done. He gets so mad.
Oh, wow.
I'm bummed. Like Apple got rid of their trailers app. They used to have an app that was just trailers of upcoming movies. I love trailers.
Oh, that's so
cool.
Gets
me excited.
My guest is Johnny Beaner. He is joining us tonight from Madison, where he is based out of. He's a very funny stand-up comedian, and he is here tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week. John, what is your snack choice? When you go to the theater, what are you getting at the concession stand?
Nothing. I will go to Target on my way to the theater,
I will
buy three movie theater box. They know what they're doing. It's called movie theater candy. And I will buy three boxes of Reese's Pieces. And then I will buy the soda from the, you know, theater.
That's fair.
I'll get a huge soda. Yeah.
So how do you sneak them in? It's just like in your pants. You walk in looking like you got
care.
A pocket full of
the,
bad
the intentions. The 7-year-old ripping tickets is not going to stop the 6'5 Gigantor.
Really? What's he supposed to do? Make a citizen's arrest or something?
Right.
That's great. I'm with you. I like the Goobers. I don't even know if they make them anymore, but I feel like I was in a theater somewhere and they still sold Goobers and I was happy, but I don't. Maybe I dream that. I don't know. But I don't know if they still make them, but that's probably my favorite snack.
Is that, what is that, like caramel inside of chocolate, or what are Goobers?
Just peanuts, regular peanuts with chocolate on top. And if those aren't available, I go peanut M&Ms. But I've kind of stopped doing the popcorn because your fingers get so messy.
Yeah.
And then
I can't stop. I get a stomach ache. I love the popcorn, but I never get it because I just get sick by the end of the movie.
And we have like in Marinette, I don't know, you know, like the same deal. It's like a bunch of kids working behind the counter and I asked for I'll go pretzel. It's just bread. It's not so horribly unhealthy. And,
sure.
And the hot cheese. And I'll go, the cheese is hot, right? And he goes, oh, you want it heated up? Who the hell wants a pretzel with cold, gross, processed cheese? Like, that's what you're dealing with. Yeah.
Wow.
Nuke it, man.
Yikes.
What about when you're home, John? Like, you know, do you eat a full meal? Do you have a cocktail you like?
While watching a movie?
Yeah.
I like having a beer with my movie at home. I mean, I like soda. I'm trying to get off soda, but with a movie, I feel like that's time out from the diet.
Right.
Because you gotta. So I like to have a beverage. I don't always eat something while I'm eating a movie if I'm at home, but
okay. Wow, look at you,
need something to drink. Either a soda or a beer.
Very disciplined. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
It's impressive. Like, let me ask you this. When you're in a theater, though, and there are, like, let's say a bunch of young punks talking, do you shush them? Do you give them a look? Do you fight them? What do you do?
I'm a very passive aggressive person. I will make noises and hope they notice, or I'll look at other people and be like, you believe that someone should do, you know, hoping someone else will step in. I don't want to get stabbed.
Right. That's the problem. Like I used to say something to people. I used to give driver's looks. I don't do any of that anymore. The last time I said something was about 5 years ago. And I said, this isn't your living room. And there was a kid. I'm like, oh God, I thought it was a grown man. This kid was like 17 and he just stared at me for like 5 seconds. And I'm like, this is lose-lose because I'm not fighting a kid. Even if he comes after me,
right,
I'm just going
to
turn and walk away. And I'm going to look like the biggest weirdo in the world. So let me ask you this. What kind of movies do you like, John?
I like comedies. I like horror movies.
Nice.
I don't know if I like horror movies. I like the pursuit of a good horror movie. There's so many bad ones,
yeah.
But I like trying to find ones that are good. And I like space sci-fi movies. I don't like Lord of the Rings nerd stuff. But I like, you ever see the movie Passengers?
No.
With what's his name from Parks and Rec? He plays the Star-Lord.
He plays
Star-Lord, the Marvel guy. I can't remember. He's like Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
It's him. And I am so terrible.
It's Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. Thank you very much. There you go. It's just those two. And it's just those two for most of the movie, but it's just such an interesting movie. And I've seen it a bunch of times.
Have you ever snuck booze into a movie?
Sure. I have. Okay. I don't think not regularly because a lot of theaters you can get beer at. I mean, not booze. I'll drink a beer. I don't drink booze like liquor during a movie.
That is such a Wisconsin response. No, I'm not gonna sneak liquor in. I'll bring a beer in.
That's so true.
And your response was so whimsical. It was like, yeah, I'll sneak a beer. I'm like, you're still breaking the law, buddy. I have to ask you, one of my favorite jokes, you do such great, I mean, all your jokes are great, but I love when you talk about your wife. And can you please tell the listeners what it's like when you both pick movies at home and how you guys do that?
Oh, gosh.
If you can remember.
Yeah. So this, and it started like it was during COVID where we would, you know, one of us will pick out the movie and then the other one will hate their life for 90 minutes. And then we just take turns doing that. That's pretty much our system.
I don't know. That's maybe the most relatable joke of yours to me because I remember sitting through those movies and being just angry. Like, why am I watching this? And she's going to do the same thing next week.
My wife is a saint, though, because, like, she lets me pick it 85% of the time.
Oh, wow.
And I just always assume, well, it's a good movie. We both like it.
Yeah.
But she's just a good sport, and she doesn't complain. When she picks some period piece, you know, about the queen, I'm like, oh my God, you know what? Let's watch separate movies.
You got your phone kind of secretly on the side. Yeah. Like, all right. I think we're ready. Con, what do you think? Do we have enough information where we're ready to get a movie?
I think so.
You got the drum already? All right. Folks, Madison-based stand-up comedian Johnny Biener is here. He is about to give us his popcorn pick of the week after Conrad rolls the drums. Lay it on us, buddy.
The original Superman 1.
Oh, wow. Nice. With Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, I think it's 79, right?
That sounds about right. Yeah. Great choice.
Yeah.
So you're going to see the new one.
I'm going to see the new one.
Oh, I'd love to get a full report on what you thought as it compares to the one from the 70s.
I think it's going to be a very different. I don't know if I'll be mentally comparing them because I think that's such a, it's not going to top it. It'll be different.
Yeah, that's the 70s one is they still put Superman like on a truck and for flying and then they.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It looks good compared to what they had done before that movie.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was, you know, that was the whole tagline of the movie was you'll believe a man can fly just because of the leap in.
That's excellent. All right. Johnny Biener is here. We're going to break down his popcorn pick of the week right after this very short break. Please don't leave, folks. We got so much show still coming your way. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. With senoritas who can
sway. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me. Awesome Thursday night, folks. It is, it was almost a bar band Thursday.
Yeah.
There will be no bar band this week. So we'll have to, Terry Barr will be here next Friday. Kirk Krause is coming up at 7:35 to talk about the new law that will put film incentives into play in Wisconsin. And it is about damn time. We will also have a film office here, which is cool. If you want to get in on the action of tonight's question, it's you walk into a bar band. I'm sorry, you walk into a dive bar, what song is on the jukebox? That's what we're asking. 855-752-4842. We'll catch up on text in just a few minutes. Right now, we got a few more minutes with, I completely lost track of time, Conrad. I've only done one show other than this one.
Yeah.
It feels really weird. I feel like I should be collecting on my paper route or something. I'm having a weird moment here. But Johnny Meaner is here. He is a Madison-based stand-up comic, and he just gave us the popcorn pick of the week, Superman. And I just looked it up, John. It's from 1978.
Okay.
What a cast. I mean, Marlon Brando, Gene Hackman, Christopher Reeve, Margot Kidder, Ned Beatty, Jackie Cooper, Glenn Ford, I think played Superman's dad, or Clark's dad, Jack O'Halloran, Valerie Perrine. Oh, I had such a crush on her when I was a kid. I think she was Lex's girlfriend, right? She was great.
Who's Jack O'Halloran? Is he Jimmy?
He's Non. He's the big scary dude with
the
beard.
Non, okay.
Yeah. And he looks like a scary guy.
That's right.
That was no-brainer casting. Yeah, that's a great pick. Thank you for making that. And I would love to hear what you think about the new one, too, because it is getting pretty good reviews. So that's kind of fun.
I'm excited.
So, hey, tell us about Madison Comedy Week is coming up. Are you involved in that this year?
I am. I have a couple shows on it. It's I love it. I've done it the last, I don't know, 3 years, I think, 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Jake Snell runs it, and it's a blast. Yeah.
He and I, Jake is going to come back on the show, and I'm going to a little closer to it, and we'll ask Jake about it. I had him on at your urging last year, and we talked about it. He's a great guy. Is he Madison-based?
He was. He lives in Chicago now, but he's in Madison all the time, and he works, you know, for and with the club on a lot of stuff, so he's very involved in Comedy.
What kind of event is that? It's different venues, right? It's not just Comedy on State?
Right. It's there's Comedy on State. Yeah, there's a lot of different venues. The only other one I can think of that I've done is the Burr Oak is one of them. Oh, and then they used to do outdoor shows at McPike Park, but that, I think, got moved. But yeah, there's a lot of venues. I mean, if you check out the website, I think it has all the shows listed. Yeah. MadisonComedyWeek.com.
Is it a contest in any way, or is it just kind of celebration of comedy? And
it's just a celebration of Madison comedy. And I mean, you know, they bring in comics from outside. So it's like a festival, but it's not a competition based one, which I like.
That's so
it's just
great.
A good hang.
Yeah. It's so what I love about your act, John, is that you can work clean. You have a dry bar special. But I've seen you in front of more of a, it was kind of, in Marinette, it's kind of a dive bar audience because everyone's liquored up. They go out one night a year and they tie one on. And you can spice it up a little bit. It's nice to be able to work in front of different crowds. How do you prefer to work?
Yeah. I mean, I like comedy club crowds, you know, where I can be clean and dip into immature stuff. I mean, I'm never really vulgar.
Yeah.
But I can, you know, do non-corporate comedy and stuff. But that's, yeah, I mean, comedy club's my favorite, where you can just say whatever you want. We're all adults and our bosses in there.
Exactly. Where can people see you? What do you have coming up?
I got, Comedy Week, what is it? Madison Comedy Week is the first full week of August. So I think that's the 3rd through the 9th, I want to say.
Okay.
And I'm at Comedy on State on the 7th, which is Thursday at 9:30. And then I'm at the Burr Oak on Friday, the 8th at 9 p.m. And if you're in Davenport, Iowa, next Friday, the 18th of July, I am at Rhythm City Casino.
Where is that? Where is Davenport is one of the Quad Cities. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. That's practically Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's not too far
of
a drive.
It's like a suburb of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Tell us about your podcast. Where can people check out your podcast?
Oh, The Cavalry. That is myself and Andrew Slater. Yeah. Very funny. We have not, it's just us backing each other up on topics that we get pushback on and we try to provide backup. We should try to have you on one of our episodes. We haven't had guests in a long time because we kept getting feedback. Stop having guests.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that's good, though. That means people want to hear you talk.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe. That could be it. But we, you know, it's nice to have guests because we got to come up with a lot of topics and prep more when we don't have guests.
That's funny.
But it's great. Yeah, it's called The Cavalry. Which is, I like the name, but after executing it, we found that a lot of people are like, I looked up the Calvary or the Cavalry. I see now I always forget it. Calling in the Cavalry. That's what it is. But people think it's Calvary. And they're like, is it a religious podcast? No, it's Cavalry.
How often do they drop?
Every Monday, unless Andrew forgets or is on a ship with technical difficulties, then Tuesday. But we've gone, I mean, we've done 271 episodes and we haven't missed a week yet. Plus bonus episodes. Yeah. So
even when he's at sea,
because we used to, like, you know, backlog and have a couple safeties, but now the internet has gotten really good at sea. So we'll still record fantastic. When he's at the seat.
Can we keep you for just a couple more minutes after the
news?
Sure,
of course.
All right, fantastic. Well, I'm going to ask Johnny what he's watching. Maybe you got a road story, John? Maybe I'll even ask you about a road story.
All right, I'll try to think of a great one.
Or just make
one
up.
Are we going into break, or are you asking now?
No, we're going into break. So if you need to make one up or you search the internet for somebody else's, that's fine too. Johnny Beter is here. Kurt Krause coming up at 7:35. We're going to talk film incentives. And our question of the night is, you walk into a dive bar, what song is on the jukebox? This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back after intermission for Act 2 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Masked federal agents today conducting an immigration raid on a farm in Ventura County, California. Protesters blocking agents in the street, agents throwing smoke canisters into the crowd. An investigation after a massive tunnel collapsed in Los Angeles. Firefighters rescuing the 31 workers who were trapped underground at an industrial complex. LA Fire Captain Danny Wu says all made it out alive.
Thankfully, by the grace of God, we had 31 out of 31, which is amazing because that would have been an extended, prolonged rescue effort.
As the search and rescue effort continues, the number of people dead in the devastating Texas floods has grown to 121. More than 166 are still missing. A New Hampshire judge has blocked the Trump administration from enforcing its executive order to end birthright citizenship. The ruling allows the case to proceed as a class action. The White House calling the decision, quote, an obvious and unlawful attempt to circumvent the Supreme Court's clear order against universal relief. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin.